I think I'm all set. I mean, I've got this down, sort of the sort of.
Get to swap some tunes.
We do get to swap some tunes, right? We need a corny catchphrase, don't we? Like, let's get swapping.
That seems super sus, but we'll work on it.
Yeah, we'll work on it. All right, so
let's do it. This is your first one.
So 1, 2, 3, go.
Flute. Oh, I feel like I've heard that voice sample somewhere.
It's everywhere. Okay. It's the thing.
Is it like a Wilhelm scream type of thing?
Well, it's sort of like a chant you hear in a lot of sort of like in a lot of Japanese music, right? Or I think it's associated with Buddhism or something. Don't quote me on that.
This is new. Mm. Another potentially Japanese type sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is soup. All the instruments are thoroughly Japanese, except for that. Except for the synth. Yeah, except for that.
That's actually kind of unique sounding. You don't really. Mm. Oh. That's my cue to turn it up.
Ooh, I don't know
this
why
is fresh.
This kind of reminds me of some 60s spy movie. But it's nothing to do with the 60s, this game.
It almost kind of sounds like a breakbeat too.
Mm.
Okay. We got this kind of traditional sound with a more modern sound.
Mm.
That sounds really cool, actually.
I believe I put this track in the Yoshimitsu Complete Breakdown somewhere.
Mm.
So if it's familiar, that's probably the reason.
No, I don't recognize it at all. We got guitars, we got synths.
Mm.
Whichever Japanese instrument, because there's so many.
Might be a koto, but I'm, again, don't quote me on that.
There's so many, yeah.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting you're over there.
Yeah.
I
don't forget that. This is why I like this song, right? It's this mix of, like, you know, electronic and traditional.
Mm-hmm. And Western and Eastern.
Yeah.
Brain says beat him up, but not really. I'm not sure. I'm trying to think of like a era, but I can't even get that either. This also sounds like it could have been made like very recent.
Or in
like the 90s.
Closer to the 90s, I'll give you that.
It definitely doesn't sound like anything I've had on the channel though. That's cool, and didn't think I'd be saying that.
Yeah. You know, as you might be able to guess, because the track is looping, it is a track for like a level, basically. Of course, it's not like part of an intro or something. It is like a
side
level.
Cover?
Not side. It is a 3D game. But to give you a clue, the predecessors to this game were side scrollers.
It's a numbered series.
It's a series that's been dormant for quite a while. It's one of my favorite series. It's by Sega originally. And
is this 3 or 4 or something like that?
It's sort of a reboot of the franchise that happened in the early 2000s.
Yakuza?
No. Around that time, though.
It's the only thing I thought of. I thought of Japan and Sega and then reboot. Honestly, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'll give you another clue. We listened to another track from this same series last week.
Shinobi?
Yeah, it's a Shinobi. The game is Shinobi. It's the Shinobi reboot that was on PlayStation 2.
Oh, yeah, I definitely never played that.
So,
but I knew about it, though.
I believe the Shinobi series is the original Shinobi, then Revenge of Shinobi, which is like the sequel, then Shinobi 3, right? Mm-hmm. And then the series went kind of quiet for a while. There are a few games. And then it sort of came back in 2001, I believe, or 2000 with this game, Shinobi, and then Nightshade right after it, and then a Game Boy Advance game, like a couple years after that, and then it went dormant. It has been dormant for the past decade, two decades since, so bit of a shame.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, is this still going? I don't think it's, like, gone, but just maybe there's no interest right now for ninja games.
Right, it's a bit of a shame. I do like me some ninja games. I think, like Ninja Gaiden, of course, and Shinobi, I think, were the two premier. Oh, and Tenchu.
Those are the only two, like,
yeah, I mean Tenchu as well. But yeah, like the three big ninja games are gone, I guess, which is kind of sad.
Threw a curveball at me doing two Shinobis in a row.
Yeah, well, because I wanted to play something from like the series' origins and something from its kind of latter days as well.
Well, that's really cool because I'm familiar with one of them. I don't remember which one. It was either Revenge or 3. It was one of those. Do you remember the game that one? It had both a surfing scene and a horse scene?
Oh, yeah. Shinobi 3. That's Shinobi.
It's 3? Okay. Yeah. That one I played as a kid, and that was like 30-whatever years ago.
Yeah.
That one was sick.
That
was like my only experience with it.
Mm.
So this is the first time I've heard anything since then.
I remember Shinobi at the time, like the Shinobi reboot, it got sort of mixed reviews, but I think reception to it has warmed up over time. I really liked it because it's like, it's a very sort of focused sort of game, right? It's like, it does one thing, but it does that thing very well, right? And I think people at the time were sort of like looking into games as more sort of, hey, you know, if you don't have an open world, like, what are you even doing, right? But it's like, no, it's a very sort of arcadey experience, right? Which I really appreciate.
Yeah, now that I think about it, like, having a type of game like that in these days probably wouldn't even do that well. Like, it would things like that, like, go in and out of style, and right now that's just not, you know, like BRs were the thing for the past, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. Now they're dead.
Mm.
So now it's, I don't even know what it is now. Who knows, but
if you have a chance, I definitely recommend playing this game. It's not all that long. It's quite hard, I will say, but it's like the difficulty to it is once you get the gameplay loop, it sort of clicks and then you breeze through it up until the final boss, who is the biggest asshole in the history of final bosses. But yeah, it's a cool game.
There seems to be a pattern with ninja games being stupid difficult.
Yeah, I think that's
supposed to be part of the charm, appeal? I guess.
Right, like you're a ninja, right? Deal with it.
Yeah, you got all these powers, you gotta use them. Who's the composer, do you know?
You know what, that's a great question. It just says Overworks, Sega Overworks. I will, you know, I need to look.
Oh, you're right, you did say Sega's like kind of a diluted.
Okay, so there are five composers for this game. Yutaka Minobe, Teruhiko Nakagawa, Tatsuyuki Maeda, Masaru Setsumaru, and Fumie Kumatani.
That was sick, though.
I'm glad you liked it.
It's a very rare combination of genres.
Right? I just like how, like, all over the place it is, and how it's something more. How it also manages to sound quite cohesive at the same time. Okay, so that song is called, in my track it's called Destroyed by Fire, but I imagine it's a slightly messed up translation, and the actual track is called Incineration, right? That would make sense.
That makes sense, yeah. Something obviously combusted here.
It's a fire level, right? And that one is by Fumie Kumatani. So, that track was actually composed by a woman, which is quite rare in the video game industry.
Yeah, we were just talking about Yoko last time. Yeah. You know what's funny? I almost picked one today. Yeah. The one I'm thinking of is Michiku Naruke. I'm not going to say from what or what, but that's one of my favorites. Might spoil it for later. Wild Arms!
Wild Times. Michiru Yamane, she's amazing. She also does stuff for
her. Yes. That's my other one too. Castlevania. Yeah. Skullgirl.
Yeah.
Have you heard Skullgirl's music?
It is amazing. I was considering putting Skullgirls in there today.
No, I recognize it like that. But right. You're welcome to. I'm so. I love Skullgirls.
All right. So should we hop on to my second track?
Let's do it.
This is a quick little track. It's less than 2 minutes. It's like just over a minute and a half. But okay. I think it sets a real sense of atmosphere and place. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, go.
It's not Shinobi, is it?
No, not so.
I came out of nowhere.
Very recent, this one. Very recent.
Oh. So distorted.
I think this track has sort of like a hypnotic quality to it.
It's almost off time.
Yeah.
The melody is like not on beat.
Right? It's a bit distracting.
It's on time, but it's like conflicting. It's odd. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, I guess it is. Weird.
I know exactly what you mean. It sounds like it's a bit off, but that's actually something that's something I kind of like about it.
My brain immediately went to, oh, that's super short.
Yeah. Dang.
What? We should listen to it again. If you're down.
Go for it. It's so short.
Way too short. Yeah, do the countdown again. Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, go.
Man, that was quick. My brain immediately went to, like, the movie Blade for some reason. Just that, like, whole, like, underground club feel or something. Very recent.
I'd say the game came out a year ago? Well, maybe two? Tops? A year ago,
that
I think?
That is very rare for me.
We've talked a bit about this game. I think on the first episode, we talked a bit about this game. And I actually wanted to play another track from this game, but there are quite a lot of other tracks on your list. On your wanted list.
Very simple.
It's actually, when you know what this is used for in the game, it's like, oh, you didn't? Did you really need to go all out for this little thing? It's like a little jingle in a game, basically.
Yeah, it's not a whole lot going on, but it sounds chaotic.
But I think it does a good job of setting the tone of the game quite well.
You said we talked about it before?
Yeah. It's quite a sort of a... So I'll say, this is the track that plays in a role-playing game whenever you level up. This is level up theme.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's very specific.
Yeah. It only plays when you level up, and it's like...
So it's quite short.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And basically, the beginning part... There's this beginning part to it before the little bells come in. And then once you press confirm, like your characters like do a little flex and then it goes to the second phase of the song, right?
There's more to it.
Well, it's all there basically, you know? Mm-hmm. There's a beginning part of it, and then the synth comes in once you press select and it shows you the effect of your level up. So you hear this track a lot in the game. Because every time you level up, you hear it. But Yeah, we talked about it in the first week. We talked about Persona and, like, the dark mirror to Persona.
Oh, well, that just...
Yeah.
You know, when you said that and you said Bills, is this SMT?
Yeah, this is SMT, for sure.
Oh!
This is SMT5, which came out, I believe it was 2020.
That is new.
It is new. It's 2022 or 2021, I can't remember.
I believe that's the first time I hear SMT5, I think.
Well, you have a few other requests for SMT5 on your list. And I want
to
pick...
pop the cherry.
Yeah, yeah. And this is actually like sort of a vibe setter for SMT5. So I wonder if in the future, if you listen to more SMT5 music, you'll be like, is this SMT5? Because it sounds a bit like that Level Up music. It sounds sort of like dark and sort of right, electronic.
It's a good pick because no one's going to pick Level Up music, you know what I mean? So, you know, who's going to think of that? But, you know, it's... Now that you mention it, now that I know that it's SMT, it really does sound like SMT. Like, they really do that bell thing a lot in the obscure kind of ugly sound.
Ugly is a good way to put it, actually. I think they intentionally go for this sort of really... Because the setting of it is literally the end of the world, right? So they're going for this very sort of... It's not smooth, easy listening, for sure. And that's why I like it's a little offbeat, because the game is intentionally quite like challenging and in many ways actually.
It almost seems like they're going out of their way to make it like anti-Persona as possible.
Mm.
Like not jolly, not groovy, it's just kind of just macabre and just
It's cold. It's cold music,
that's a good
right?
way to put it.
It's like it doesn't have any of the warmth of Persona, and like the game is cold. It's like it's not very much about characters. It's very much about, hey, everyone's dead. Better level up your monsters. better stay strong, or you'll be dead too, right?
Yeah, SMT is so bizarre, but I'm starting to, like you said earlier, I'm starting to kind of pick up just that it's SMT in general, not just 5 or anything. It's just like I can just.
It has a vibe to it. It has a vibe to it. That was called A Rain of Light and Shadow.
Jeez.
And it's like, yeah, a bit full on for your level up.
A Rain of Light and Shadow.
Yeah. And it's by Ryota Kozuka, who is the guy who did most of the music. Yeah.
That gets me very curious about 5. Just like, if that was like that cool and it's just level up music, it's kind of scary.
You're right. Like, you're like, you didn't need to, they needed to go all out that
now,
far.
Yeah,
far
that's
out.
What you mean. They didn't go too hard for that.
But I think it's quite important that a role playing game has like instantly recognizable like level up music, because it's something you hear like so much, right? Like, you know, Final Fantasy, and it adds so much to the experience overall.
Does it play like an old school kind of game, or is it just like does it look like Persona? Because Persona is like a regular 3D. RPG, right?
Yeah, it like Shin Megami Tensei 5 is where they changed up the formula quite a bit. It's sort of like you're in this open world scenario, but the open world's just like the world's destroyed, so it's just a bunch of husks of buildings and sand and desert, right? And you're running through the ruins of Tokyo. I think I described it as like Pokemon for insane people, right? And you're just running through, yeah, and that's basically what it is. You're running through like the broken husk of Tokyo, and you're basically just doing all these quests and whatnot, and just the main, it's a grind sort of game, like grind, like fight these incredibly scary and challenging enemies and grind and in this hostile environment and get stronger or die, you know.
I couldn't tell if the reason I asked, because since it had music for Level Up, I was wondering if it's more something along like Octopath Traveler, where it's like still like a traditional turn-based style RPG, I guess. But
very
interesting.
The thing with a lot of the SMT games is that, especially SMT5, it's very light on the story, more heavy on tone. Yeah.
Okay.
Like the focus of SMT games is like the grind and the gameplay loop. You know.
So when you hear this song, does everything stop? And then a menu comes up, or is it just like while you're moving and then like bleeds into the soundtrack?
It's in the menus, right? So when you finish a battle, you go into the menu screen and you see like, you know, if you get any items or whatnot. And if you level up, you hear this, basically.
Would you say that there's complete opposite type songs? Like something very sunshine and rainbows? Or all pretty much dark in SMT, yeah?
It's all, like, designed to be a bit alien and cold, I think. Quite intentionally, it is designed to be that opposite to Persona's warmth.
No humor, nothing.
Yeah, it actually, you know, it sticks true to its guns for most of the time. I'm trying to think if there's like an outlier in there, but it
interesting.
Like
interesting. Okay,
that's it is like a drudge, right? Like, but it really creates a very specific sense of place and atmosphere and tone. Again, that's why I played this track, because it's like it's just freaking level up music, right? But it does create a very specific feel.
It's funny that we are yet again kind of on this brainwave, because I feel like everything you described would be like the same way you described Legacy of Kain earlier. So yeah. I feel like this song could totally like fit.
Yeah, yeah.
In that game.
For sure. These are like, I like mood pieces, right? You know, they're not particularly melodic, but they create a very strong sense of style and atmosphere. Mm-hmm. You got a bunch of SMT5 on your like you might not hear them for a few months, potentially a year by the looks of it, because your list is long.
Yeah.
But hopefully when you listen to those tracks in the future, you'll be like, ah, yes. That does ring a bell, a very specific bell.
Well, I mean, it does definitely, like, it's always fun, no matter what, hearing a game for the first time, even if it's numbered in the series. But, I mean, that definitely makes me eager to hear more SMT5.
Hey, thanks for watching. If you enjoyed this, then head on over to Jesse's Auditorium for more. We split up all these episodes between our two channels. Cheers all, and catch you there.